And welcome, everybody, to episode 609 of RP Grinders. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Skype! Skype is my con, you know.
Yeah.
The con.
The wrath of Skype.
The wrath of Skype, yeah. RP Grinders 2, the wrath of Skype. That's pretty much...
Our web listeners have no idea the hardship it took to get the show started.
Oh, man, we were scrambling. We were definitely scrambling.
Some weeks, like, Skype is fine, there's no problems. Other weeks, it's like, well, you need to update, and then you update, and then it crashes, reboots, and then crashes, and like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, don't feel too bad, man. I've been having audio issues, like, before the show, so if you guys experience audio issues, and if you hear audio issues on the show, I apologize in advance, just like this. Okay, so, audio issues galore, sorry about the delay. We're probably going to have to do that a few times, but whatever. You guys listening on the archives won't have any issues. Should be good to go. But all right, yeah, let's...
The listeners in chat need to tell us when shit goes wrong.
Yeah, let us know. Yes, I mean, the only one in there I think is Freak right now, from what I can tell. But yeah, so just Freak, if you're listening, man, just let us know if you hear static or whatever, and you know, we'll try to get it corrected. I don't know what the hell's going on here, man. Okay, let's get started with the news.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got Kitaria Tales, and it is a cat action RPG and farming sim. Set to release for consoles and PC in 2021. Publisher B-Cube and developer Twin Hearts. You play as a cat person, and you do action RPG stuff, and then you collect stuff for your farm, I guess.
What's that other cat RPG that came out not too long ago?
Cat Quest.
Yeah, Cat Quest. I thought that was
cool.
So this
is basically Cat Quest and Rune Factory put together in a blender, and that's probably better than Cat Quest anyway.
Yeah, probably. Okay. All right, looks cute. Anything major we need to know, Eric?
Classless combat, and that's really all that's mentioned here. Yeah.
It looks better than Cat Quest, for sure, so... We'll keep our eyes on that one for sure. All right, Breakman, you're up.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Mercenaries Blaze, Dawn of the Twin Dragons, announced for a global release on the Nintendo Switch. Circle Entertainment and Ridian have announced Why am I repeating myself? the fifth entry in the Mercenaries Saga SRPG series. I like the look of this game. Following Mercenaries Saga Chronicles and Mercenary Wings, The False Phoenix, Mercenary Blaze is set to release for Nintendo Switch in Japan on October 1st. Also, the game is set to release for PlayStation 4 at some point in the future, but the English version announcement only mentions Nintendo Switch as a platform for the worldwide release.
Yeah, looks very Final Fantasy Tactics-like. I think that's what you were thinking there, Break, but...
Yeah, it looks entertaining. There's not really much here like, as far as the explanation or anything about the game.
All right. Well, when we find out more...
You should work your way up to it by playing Mercenary Sagas 1 and 2 and then playing the third game.
Yeah. All right. When we find out more, we will definitely let you guys know. Coming to us, as Breakman would say, live from RPGsite.net. NIS America announces Poison Control for early release for release on Nintendo Switch and PS4 early 2021. Let me see if there's anything major. It was released in Japan as Shouju Jikoku no Doku Musume. I should have given this one a Break. It's a action shooter RPG. It looks really, this is going to sound kind of crazy. It looks to me like a third person, Borderlands in a way, sort of with the elements of like, anime and, maybe even Catherine. So it looks kind of cool. So
I mean, when you say it's like a shooting RPG, that does sound like Borderlands to me.
Yeah. It's got some of those elements, just in third person, not first person. So, from the creative minds that brought you Penny Punching Princess and The Princess Guide comes a darkly humorous tale of redemption. When a mysterious phenomenon causes spirits...
It's better than both of those games. It's not that Penny Punching Princess is bad, but Princess Guide was, so...
Yeah. When a mysterious phenomenon causes spirits to become trapped within poisonous manifestations of their own personal despair, only the haughty poisonette and her amnesiac soulmate can purify them. So, you know, it's got one of those weird, you know, stories to it, looks like. Key features, poisonous partnership, swap between, okay, big deal.
Poisonous partnership? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Just basically you can swap between the two characters. Enigmatic encounters uncover the mysterious circumstances that set Poisonette and her soulmate on the poisonous path towards redemption. Corrupt and colorful.
Kind of reminds me of Nomura's artwork a bit.
Yeah, it's definitely got a really cool kind of like pink noir style to it is the best way that I can kind of explain. It's a nice art style for sure. So Nippon Ichi usually puts out pretty decent stuff. So something to look out for sure. Okay, Eric, you're up.
Disgaea 6 has been formally announced as Disgaea 6 Defiance of Destiny. In the West, specifically, it's a timed exclusive. But, as a Nintendo Switch title. But, it's coming out in summer 2021 for North America and Europe. And set to release in January 28th for both PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch in Japan.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it won't, but, like, I'm betting Nintendo paid lots of money for that to happen, so...
I'm sick of exclusives and timed exclusives. Really am.
Well, it's not like you just be having an Xbox would play it anyway, so.
No, I'm saying like that, like, never mind. Just go on.
But, I know what you're saying, but, you know. But, anyways, it's ditched 2D combat, so it's all polygons now. So that's a change.
Yeah. Hmm. Looks cool. I mean, it's Disgaea. We know what to expect at this point. I mean,
six... Oh, yeah, and the protagonist is a zombie.
Six entries in, I think we kind of...
I wonder if...
he only moves, like, one square at a time?
I think the joke here is that zombies are actually one of the weaker units in Disgaea. So his defiance is being the badass zombie, I guess.
Okay. All right. It sounds a slightly different from the formula, but I've always said that Disgaea's got more of a mature, even though the art style is very kiddie-like.
He's got a horn, so I wonder if that means he's like an oni zombie.
Yeah, could be like a demon zombie. That'd be cool. Yeah. But yeah, so there you go. Check it out. Disgaea 6 coming summer 21. Breakman, I think you're up next.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Monster Hunter Rise Revealed and coming to Switch in March. Oh, okay. Monster Hunter Rise is the latest entry in Capcom's action RPG series that was already big in Japan, but catapulted to enormous Western popularity with the release of the truly excellent Monster Hunter World. It was announced by Capcom and Nintendo today during the Nintendo Direct Mini, and it wasn't even the only Monster Hunter game present. Monster Hunter 2 Stories... Wings of Ruin was also announced in the same broadcast. While Stories 2 provides a more strictly role-playing game like Monster Hunter Experience, Rise is more like a traditional series entry, providing an evolution on tools and skills players have found in previous entries. As well as the standard version of the game, there will be a physical collector's edition, a digital deluxe edition, and even special amiibo that will provide in-game unlocks information on these editions. People still buying amiibos?
I know. I guess, but whatever. I mean, whatever floats your boat. I mean, I never even bought one, even though some of them look really, really fucking... if I were to ever buy those things, it would just be to buy as figures to put up on my shelf, you know, because they got a nice little stand and stuff. But, I never bought any.
It makes me wonder, though, if Monster Hunter Stories is going to be ported to the Switch, because they did it on the mobile already, and that's an HD, and porting something to the Switch after doing it on mobile is even easier.
Sure. I mean, if you can put Witcher 3 and make it look as good as they did, you can put Monster Hunter World and whatever else you want on there, man. It looks decent. Looks really good. I mean, it's not...
I guess they haven't announced it because, like, people are going to get anxious about it because it's not coming out until, like, the summer. Yeah. So maybe in the spring we'll get it or something.
Yeah. I mean, it's not...
Dear God, help us. We can't get it right when we want it. Oh, my God.
Exactly. All right.
I'm sick of people. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So am I.
What are you complaining about?
I mean,
no, we're saying, like, the people who, like, bitch that we went now, like, we have to wait, and, like, that's ridiculous, or just be patient, people, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of Monster Hunter,
Well, let me break down the price for you.
Oh,
because they actually have it on here. In addition to the physical and digital standard editions of Monster Hunter Rise available for pre-order for MSRP of $59.99, a special deluxe edition and collector's edition are also being offered. The deluxe edition for MSRP of $69.99 will include the standard edition of the game, physical or digital, as well as the digital DLC pack voucher that can be redeemed for bonus in-game content such as a Kamurai full layered armor set, exclusive gestures, cosmetic items, and more. So, yeah, that's not the kind of DLC I want. The limited collector's edition, physical only, for MSRP $99.99 will contain everything from the deluxe edition in addition to physical items, including a monster icon sticker pack, Kimura mask enamel pin, because goddamn those pins, and an amiibo figure of Magnanmalo, the flagship monster featured in the game. So, yeah, there you go.
I'm wondering if this game is secretly Monster Hunter 5, and they're just calling it Rise because it kind of rhymes with 5. They're calling it Rise, though, because of the verticality of the game. It's all about climbing mountains and stuff.
I was saying about the DLC, is that all they're going to go with as far as DLC is just costume features and stuff?
I'm sure that's just the pre-ordered junk.
Then why aren't they offering a, the whole edition out of any of these, or like a season pass or anything?
Because I don't think they're going to be doing a season pass. It's just probably going to be like one expansion update and that'll be it.
I don't know, but for $99.99, you should be able to get that expansion thrown in, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Speaking of Monster Hunter, during that same stream, I think Break, you already mentioned it, so I'm not going to go over it too much. Monster Hunter Stories 2: Wings of Ruin announced for the Switch. So looks like two games coming for the Switch from Monster Hunter, which is actually really cool. And this one looks more like a cel-shaded experience action type game. So,
I still need to play Generations Ultimate and World.
Yeah, this one reminds me a little bit of Zelda. I know that's cliche.
And I kind of hope that that 4 Ultimate gets ported to the Switch as well at some point.
Yeah. Okay. Eric, next story.
Next story. Well, we covered both Monster Hunter's Rings of Ruin and Monster Hunter Rise, so I'll just skip that one. But Rune Factory 5 has had a trailer through the direct that they showed, but we've got a tentative release window, spring 2021 for Japan, and sometime later that year for the West. But this looks like the game I wanted 4 to be, because it's a completely third-person exploration game. It's not top-down like the last several.
This looks like a badass entry into this. I was going to say, Eric, looks like a really good, solid step forward for the series. I mean, visually, it's really, really pretty. I mean, basic, but...
The combat looks way more interesting.
Yeah, it's... I mean, it just, it looks better is what I'm saying, you know, so there you go. Anything else, Break?
Yeah, there's a ton more.
Oh, I'm sorry. Eric was reading this story, I think.
Key features, team monsters or team up with town folks. So there's a monster training mechanic. That's interesting.
Yeah, I like
that. Defend the frontier and support your community as a peacekeeping ranger. Unleash uniquely powerful combo attacks with your teammates. Cultivate crops and fields. Find friendship, love, and family with colorful cast of characters.
Yeah. It looks
like there's voice acting for these characters this time.
I'm sure there are.
Because there sort of was in the last game, but not really.
Yeah. Looks good, man. Looks like a good step forward for Rune Factory. I mean, I agree with you, man. That top-down perspective was kind of getting kind of old real quick, man.
They've been doing it since the first Rune Factory.
Yeah. All right, here's some exciting news, Break, man.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, and something that we are all completely shocked by, except totally not, because we completely expected this. Yeah. Final Fantasy 16 has finally been announced for the PlayStation 5.
Yes. And it won't be out till 2030, by the way.
I'm kind of getting tired of the dark, edgelordy games, though.
The trailer focused on all things you've come to recognize in Final Fantasy games, from herds of running chocobo to summons such as Shiva and Ifrit. However, the trailer seemed focused on one player rather than a party, which is a new direction for Final Fantasy games, taking place in a medieval world, Legacy, and the Mother Crystals will play a large role in the upcoming game. Yeah, this looks like them trying to bring the old Final Fantasy style to the modern age. With the tagline, the legacy of Naoki Yoshida.
That's the guy who fixed 14.
Okay. We're pretty sure the lead artist is Kazuya Takahashi, who has a resume including Final Fantasy 14, 9, 11, and the 3D remake of 3. Despite the stream trailer mentioning a PC version, Squinix officially announced dates that the Final Fantasy 16 will be a PlayStation 5 exclusive. As of right now, there isn't a release date. There's a trailer and gallery. I thought they said it was a timed exclusive. And you can check out below, though, along with prepared comments by guys I already talked about.
Well, Square is acting coy and be like, well, we're not sure if we're going to bring this to other platforms, but we're probably going to bring this to other platforms.
Okay. Because I thought it was like confirmed that this was just a timed exclusive. Okay. It's that kind of confirmed, the wink, wink, nudge, nudge bullshit. They just can't come out and say it for fuck's sake.
Yeah, because you can't say it until you're ready to say it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Freak Five says Frank's old age is affecting his long-term memory, and his pot smoking is affecting his short-term.
Dude, for real, because you just read that.
What's that? I didn't read that.
You just read that comment like a minute ago.
Did I?
Yeah, yeah. You're like a completely... Oh, dude, I'm totally kidding.
You son of a bitch. Biden. You're such an ass, man. I'm sitting here freaking out. I'm like, did I fucking read that? You son of a bitch.
You got really quiet. So
I know. I was like,
I was like, oh shit, he's leaving me.
No, you know what? You know why? Because I had read that comment and I didn't know if like maybe I said it out loud before. I was like, Jesus Christ, man. I really am. I need to hang it up, man. Just call it a day and retire, man. Holy shit, man.
Frank Biden.
When he got really quiet, I got worried.
I was like, I literally was thinking that maybe I did. Holy shit, you know, like, but Frank's no, I, tired. No, I'm not tired, man. It's just the audio issues I've been having. Like, I've been having to stop and start and just all kinds of shit, but, a little bit distracted. Sorry about that. And Freak Five is exiled, so that's number two. He's working. He's working.
I appreciate how well Eric sold that. By the way,
I know, fucking Eric, you son of a bitch. All right, let's move on to the next story. Let's get done with the news so I can concentrate on other things. By the way, somebody sent me a Breakman question, so I got a DM from. I'll explain it later, but. Anyways, come to us live.
I got one, too.
Right on. So you have to.
There's going to be two. If this is a special one, I guess I'll make the exception do two today.
All right.
But, yeah. I mean, I can do that, you know, because it's special. And I love you people.
Yes.
I just want to do everything that's right to save your lives.
He loves everybody but Freak 5. So there you go.
Wait, that's not fair, Freak 5.
No, he loves Freak 5 a little bit. Okay. RPGsite.net. We got 4 minutes to the apocalypse. First-person adventure RPG that takes place on a submarine during a nuclear war. And I'm not going to read
Shit.
Yeah.
Probably this... the Cold War.
It looks like the world has largely destroyed itself with nuclear missile attacks and subsequent retaliation. You're on board a secret submarine known as the...
What if this game is just the final moments of that submarine in Terminator Salvation?
Oh my goodness. I got breaking news, guys, and this is actually very, very awful news. Just came up on my Twitter feed here. Ruth Gator Ginsburg has passed away.
Oh, crap.
This is horrible news because the Republicans are going to install one of theirs.
They're going to do everything they can to put another judge in, yeah.
Yeah. That's just terrible news. You can mark that.
Well, that's 4 minutes to the apocalypse, all right.
It sure is, man. Holy shit. But,
yeah, what a coincidence. You have me reading the story just about what's going on.
I mean, that's probably the worst political news we could have heard between now and November, you know.
For me, that's just another reason I have to vote Biden.
What difference would it make? You know, honestly,
well, he's probably gonna win it. He's probably gonna
he would
win
not
it.
Install like a Trump flunky. Judge.
I guess. I mean, he's gonna install Republican light. Like they wanted. Who was it? Merrick Garland, who's a pro corporate.
I'll take Republican light over rapist Kavanaugh.
Well, who knows? Jesus Christ, man. This is awful news. But sorry to spoil the party here. But anyways, 4 minutes to apocalypse coming soon. There's some features here I'll read. Explore the sinister space of the Arizona 12 submarine. Discover the secret of events happened on a submarine during a nuclear war. Fight with weapons and surrounding options. Looking for hiding places. So it's sort of a mix between BioShock and Amnesia, it looks like. Try not to get killed.
Or even maybe Alien Isolation.
Yeah, or Alien. Yeah, something like that. So there you go. It looks decent. It looks cool. It's got a unique premise, so that's something to look forward to. Okay, Eric, next story.
My next story is Octopath Traveler Champions of the Continent as a date for Japan. And it's coming out October 28th, and will be free to play with in-app purchases, so, like, buying crap. Hopefully it's not too odious, because I'd hate to see that happen to Octopath after only one entry.
Yeah, yeah.
But they are working on another console, Octopath. Aside from this, so
I'm wondering if they're eventually going to make the Final Fantasy leap to 3D, you know, like make a major Octopath, because it seems like a series that could use that.
I don't know. I think that's why they have Bravely Default, though.
I think that the faux 3D look is kind of their look, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
like that's like you associate Octopath with that kind of look. I think.
But that's kind of
Octopath is 3D. It's just all the characters are two-dimensional,
right? Yeah, which makes it like a faux 3D look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I agree with you, Breakman. But I mean, Final Fantasy kind of had the same thing going back in the day. You know, it was like the ultimate like 2D experience for RPG fans. That and Dragon Quest, you know, so or Dragon Warrior as they called it back in the day. But I don't know. I honestly can see Octopath becoming that game. You know, I don't know. Like the next.
Maybe eventually.
Yeah.
Maybe the
spinoffs.
Yeah, that's true.
I hope that this mobile game gets ported at some point because I hate to play it on my phone.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's move on. I think it's.
No mention of a Western release, but whatever.
Yeah. All right. Break, I think you're up next.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Metroidvania game Cathedral coming to Switch in 2020. About the game, it is wake up in the world of with no recollection of how you got there. A world full of secrets, hidden rooms, dungeons, and towns. Cathedral features a vast world meant for exploring. You control an Jesus, really? It's a Metroidvania. It's meant for exploring. You control a nameless protagonist, a knight from a different world who teams up with a spirit known as Soul. Figure out what makes this world tick, and how to get back home. Unravel the secrets of the past by finding the five elemental orbs, the orbs placed in ancient times by the demigod known only as Ardor, are protected by five fearsome guardians. Make your way through their dungeons, meet them head-on in combat, and see if you can best them. Along the way, you'll find magical items that allow you to explore even further and reach new areas, towns, and dungeons. Because, it's a Metroidvania, for fuck's sake. Cathedral features a large interconnected 2D world containing more than 600 rooms to explore. Use the handy world map to find new locations, items, and backtracking opportunities. The world of Cathedral is completely handcrafted and contains many unique areas, secrets, and puzzles. Each area of the world is designed to be distinct and unique with its own puzzles and challenges. Cathedral is not a game that will hold your hand, but rather allow you to set out and explore on your own. Modern tight controls meet retro-inspired graphics. Cathedral is an homage to games of the past built using modern technology. The game makes use of the NES color palette and sound capabilities without following restrictions fully, which allows us to draw inspiration from both 8 and 16-bit era. The game is designed to be played using a game controller, such as an Xbox, PS, or Switch controller, but works well with keyboard too. Regardless of which you choose, the game will play with extremely tight and fine-tuned controllers. Single player adventure, a large world to explore filled with secrets, challenging boss fights, a map system that makes exploring and backtracking the world fun. Good, I like that. Towns, shops, shopkeepers, fortune tellers, and other NPCs. Lots of varying puzzles, areas, and enemies. Awesome 8-bit music made in Fema Tracker? I'm not familiar with
Fema Tracker. Fema Tracker is a type of retro chiptune music engine.
Oh, okay. Cool.
All right.
That was a mouthful of a story. So.
Yes, if you took the elements of Castlevania, mixed them with Ghosts and Goblins and Metroid, that would be this game in a nutshell. You know, Ghosts and Goblins.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Yeah. Ghosts and Goblins was.
Does it say which platforms other than Switch? Is it just Switch?
I think it's just Switch for now. It was on Steam.
But the way they're talking about it, they said Xbox controller and PlayStation controller. Yeah. Like, they want those, too.
Yeah, maybe it's they started with
Switch and PC.
Hold on. Yeah. Okay, yep, more audio issues, but we were just finishing up our talk on Cathedral, so I think it's my turn next. So, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Open-ended sim RPG Potion Permit coming to PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC in 2021. There's some key features that I'll read. Receive requests from residents. What else here? Diagnose symptoms to discover new ailments. Gather ingredients with your hammer, axe, and sickle. That's kind of standard, right? Confront nasty monsters for their materials. In other words, killing them for their hides, pretty much. Brew remedies in your cauldron.
Is it going to be like Warcraft, where it's like you got to go get 5 claws, and for some reason, like, you have to kill like 20 different animals, or 20 like wolves to get 5 fucking claws, you know, even though technically they should have like 8 claws each?
Yeah. Confront nasty monsters for their materials. Sometimes you won't be able to gather the materials you need as easily by harvesting a berry bush, and you'll need to turn your trusty tools into weapons to collect materials from the monsters prowling the nearby wilderness. Combat is in real time, and since you're a chemist, you'll be able to brew various concoctions to buff yourself or inflict status ailments on your adversaries.
I always wonder where they put all this stuff. Do they have like an endless bag of holding or somewhere?
I guess, man. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's how you have to look at it. Brew remedies in your own cauldron. Build relationships with the townsfolk. Upgrade the town and surrounding area. Spend time with the faithful. So it sounds like a sim-type game. Spend time with the faithful companion and enjoy the peace and quiet of the countryside. So that's kind of cool, man. I mean, it's kind of a mix of sim and, you know, action RPG. And it looks like it was made with RPG Maker, honestly. So it's not, you know, it's not the most pleasing to the eye game, but it looks like it's got a lot of heart. So if you like sim games, I would probably give this a recommend. So there you go. Anything else on this, gents?
Yeah, I think if you want the 2D style Rune Factory, this is a good replacement, maybe.
Ah, there you go. That's a maybe. It might be good. Hopefully you'll
Because you're not just doing material gathering and farming. You're also a doctor.
Yeah. Let's see. Reading chat here. Freak 5 has an interesting story about text exchange with a friend and her daughter. Jeez, wow. Apparently she said the C word and that the daughter said the C word and that set everybody ablaze.
See, we're not allowed to use that word now? What happened?
I can say it, but I mean, it's, you know,
kind of misogynistic even outside of context.
Let's just read this. I'll read it. Fuck it. Former coworker sent me a text earlier this week. It was a text exchange between her and her daughter. Her daughter was telling her that she got in trouble at school for saying cunt in PE. I asked in what context did she use the word, and she was calling someone or some boy a fucking bitch cunt. The teacher only heard the word cunt, and then I asked, well, what did the fucking bitch cunt do to your daughter? She said she was laughing too hard to ask. So, there you go.
Well, you're going to have to come back to us with more information on this story later.
I think that's actually
kind of... I approve. Her daughter is awesome.
It depends on what the boy said. If the boy was being a fucking bitch-ass cunt, then he deserved it. So, there you go. Okay. Last story, and I believe this goes to Eric.
Hold on a second. Ori 2, Ori and the Will of Bliss is on the Switch now.
Yeah, and
here's the thing that pisses me off, though. Uh-oh. They are doing a physical release of both games, but it's $150 for that and a bunch of extra shit that I don't want. Just give me the games. God. That's... I just want physical releases of the games.
Yeah, this is another reason to go digital, man, because all this bullshit, you know, physical, limited.
Yeah, there's so much shit they put in I don't care about. Like, oh, here's some pin set.
Yeah, here's a postcard. Like, yeah, here's a postcard.
Here's a limited, here's some, like, 5 tracks from the CD. Like,
That is kind of annoying when they put 5 tracks to a CD.
I'm really hoping that somebody like Limited Run could do like a standard physical release for both of these.
Yeah. I mean,
we never planned on putting out the full soundtrack, but here's a soundtrack sampler. Wait, why won't you put out the full soundtrack?
Yeah, just give us the full fucking soundtrack.
When Shovel Knight came out, you could get the soundtrack, and you could technically get it for free because it was on that service that you can pay what you want. Yeah. And if you like the soundtrack, then you can give the money later.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been games like that. Like Castle Crashers did that kind of thing. You get the whole soundtrack for free.
Yeah, yeah.
But for the most part, I'm saying like these big package deals, like the pay $150 for the collector's edition and all the shit they throw in there. But
it's not worth $150.
No.
Right.
No.
Even if both games were to cost $60, then still be under.
You know,
if it had both, say, both games and both full soundtracks and maybe, like, art books for both games or something like that, that'd be kind of cool.
There is an art book, but still, it's way too much.
Yeah, that's still too much. But like I said, if there's, like...
And you're not offering standalones for either of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Jesus.
That's way too much. Hang on.
Yeah. Let's see what's here. Load, please. Okay. Premium transforming display box with glow in the dark finish.
Jesus Christ, man.
It's just a stained glass style art piece. The Flora and Fauna of Ori, which is the art book, / field guide, sketchbook zine featuring a rarely seen production art, collectible art card set, hard enamel glow-in-the-dark pin. There we go with the pins.
There's the pins, yeah.
Digital download cards for Ori and the Blind Forest and Ori and Will-O-Wisp soundtracks.
So it does have the full soundtrack. That's good.
Yeah, they aren't physical. They're just the digital
code. Yeah, that's kind of sucks. But I mean, at least you have the option of getting at least a digital instead of just a few tracks.
Yeah. And then physical editions of both Ori and the Will of the Wisp. And
it's not worth $150, but that doesn't sound like a bad. Like, what's in it doesn't sound too bad.
Each for both of them in the soundtracks, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, still, $150, man.
Yeah,
like
I'm thinking like $90.
Yeah, yeah, something like 90 or 100, maybe you could justify if you were, you know, Bill Gates or something, but, you know, whatever.
If you say so, Bill. Yeah. If you say so, Mr. Gates, if you say so.
Whatever. Okay. And that's the news, thankfully. Unfortunately, this, it looks like we're just going to have audio issues clear across the board.
So we even do semifinals and finals?
We have to. We got to do it, man. But let's move on. Homie Discount still got that PlayStation Plus for around $32 on CD keys. And let's get to this. Now, I know you have something, Breakman, so here we go. All right, Dear Breakman.
This is a special edition of Dear Breakman because I'm going to do two questions.
All right.
Do you want to do your question first, or do you want me to do the one I have?
Mine's going to be really heady. So, yeah, go ahead and do yours first.
Maybe we should do this one first. Then. Yeah. This one comes from MattFreak5Chaos. He asks, Dear Breakman, in the Animal Crossing world, is interspecies sex normal? Yes. Do the different animal species only have sex with others of their species if they're species racists? Or they intermingle, of course. What about humans and animals?
What's the actual question, Breakman, when you break it down?
I think that's what he was trying to ask, is if he can have sex with animals. I think that's what this question comes down to.
Well, I mean, in thinking about it, haven't like backwards hicks like proven over and over again you can have sex with animals?
Does always end badly. I mean, usually for the animal. I have read stories like there was a guy who wanted to have sex with a horse and the horse obliterated his colon.
Yeah, we did that story on Grindr's, man.
Yeah. Like that kind of stuff. Like, but usually it's like a dog getting raped or something like that. Why are you asking me about animal sex? What the hell is wrong with you, Freak?
He's not asking that, he says. What? Read me the question again, Break.
Okay, I'll try again here. Okay. Maybe I misunderstood, but let's see here. In the Animal Crossing world, is interspecies sex normal? Well, yeah, of course. Like, elephants and giraffes get it on all the time. Do the different animals only have sex with others of the species? Like I said, only if there's some sort of species racist, you know. I'm sure there's a lion that will only fuck other lions, but for the most part, like a raccoon and a squirrel get it on with no problem.
Yeah, is that what you think about when you play Animal Crossing, Freak 5? I mean, this is a mentality.
That's what I think about when I'm playing Animal
Crossing. Oh, dear Lord, man. Come on, man.
So continue the question, he says, or do they intermingle? Well, yeah, I mean, I explained that. Yeah, it's like crocodiles and like elephants are doing it, and then there's like hippos are doing it with birds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That is a weird child that they make, by the way. And he gets to, what about humans and animals? See, I don't think this was about Animal Crossing at all. See, I think you just wanted to get to that.
See, I'm kind of wondering that, too, because in chat, Freak 5 says, I'm not asking that, right? He's all emphatic. And then he says very calmly, I could just hear Freak 5 say this. He's like, I am asking about the Animal Crossing world. I am not talking about myself. So he's definitely talking about himself.
I apologize, then. Like, I've seen... I'm just, you know, as an advice columnist, I'm just used to getting lots and lots and lots of questions. I mean, you guys are regular listeners, you know. I'm just used to, like, sickos that want to fuck animals.
Right, right.
In a video game? Yeah, sure. I mean, you can fuck whatever you want. I mean,
it's a video game.
Of course. I mean, if you want to get it on with a crocodile, be my guest. If you want to get off a squirrel, you're a traitor to the human race.
I think that's why Freak 5's favorite comic book character is Squirrel Girl. I think
she'll
it's all
turn one day.
Yeah, it's all
set up. When it, like her master plan, one day we're all going to pay.
Yeah. He says, I was making a joke with a friend, and so I wondered, the animals are intelligent and can give consent, so would it be normal in that world? Yeah,
like doggy style literally means like having sex with a dog in Animal Crossing. It doesn't mean like on all fours.
Oh man, this is gross, man. I can't think of Animal Crossing that way. Now when I'm gonna play that game when I eventually get it, Freak 5, you've ruined it for me. How dare you?
I mean, Tom Nook, what is he, a raccoon or
yes,
something like that?
Yes, he's a raccoon.
I've heard he prefers cats.
Cats. Oh man, a raccoon and a cat, huh? Okay. All right. Anything else on that break?
No, let's get to the other one, the one that's a downer. I mean, oh, I'm sorry. Let's get to the next question.
Okay, this one comes to us from Nikki, the host of In Bed with Nikki podcast. D Nikki NIKKY162. It's a very interesting question, and I don't think she's ever listened to the show, because once you guys hear this question, you're going to know exactly why. She says, as light from a star spreads out and weakens, do gaps form between the photons? And I'll start with you, Eric.
I wouldn't know. I'm not a meteorologist.
Meteorologist? What do you say, Breakman?
Or astrophysicist.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is an extremely heady question.
Yes. And I will say it's accompanied by a gif of a man almost getting a handy by a woman. So
it depends on the kinds of photons. If the photons are strong, then no.
Then but, no. Oh, okay.
But as they spread out and weaken, you know, it's far from the way they spread.
I mean, based on this gif and wow. And, you know, knowing what I know about In Bed with Nikki, I'm just going to stare at this GIF and,
well, what is the GIF? You can't just
I told
us
you,
with this GIF.
I told you it's a gentleman in a suit, right? And he's sitting down and there's a woman.
So I know why you like it.
Right. Well, I mean, wait till you hear this. And there's a woman, off to the side and
but you still enjoy this?
Calm down. And she's, how dare you, Breakman, exiled, you son of a bitch. She's very gently caressing, near his crotch. So I'm going to say that, all I heard was spreads and gaps. So that's all I'm thinking about with this GIF. But I'm going to, as light from a star spreads out and weakens, do gaps form? I would say yes. I would say yes. I mean, you know.
Only if they're weak, though. If they're strong, they'll hold together.
They hold together, and they can spread out like.
Unfortunately, I don't think there are that many that are that strong. I think some will.
I mean, what kind of photons are we talking about here, Breakman, right? I mean, are we talking like the super mega, super califragilistic photons? Or are we talking like the weak ones like in are we talking like Ms. Marvel photons? Or are we talking like, Chuck Norris photons. You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of photons are we talking here?
I have no clue what you're saying right now.
I don't either. I don't know a damn thing about photons. And
well, apparently because Chuck Norris is so powerful, he just makes photons.
Is that what he was trying? Okay.
I mean, it's a stretch, but
by,
I mean,
by
I can.
Frank's logic, I'm going to go with yes.
Yes, I guess. Great question, Nikki. But I'm with Eric. I'm no Neil deGrasse Tyson for sure. You know, like I don't know shit about any of that stuff, even though I find it endlessly fascinating and all that stuff.
It's fine. That's why I'm here. I can answer any question you need. You know, I'm here to save the world and save your life and save the future and all those other things that need saving.
I did learn that dark matter can be observed only through infrared light, though. So.
Oh, wow. That's a... Wow. How'd you learn that, Eric?
Science rules.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Sorry about it. About that quick cut off there, but audio issues again. We're going to have probably 3 or 4 interruptions like this, but we're going to try to get through it. All right, Freak says he can hear us, so we should be good to go. Let's go into
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Inquiring Minds Want to Know what you've been playing, Breakman.
I have been playing a little bit of Final Fantasy 15, not 16.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, did you get a pre-alpha version of 16 there, Breakman?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got the connections. That and some more of Injustice 2.
You mean you weren't playing the alpha of that terrible looking Call of Duty game?
No, I was not. Some more of Star Wars Battlefront. Just a little bit of stuff I've been playing. Already been playing, nothing new, nothing special.
Yeah. All right, what about you, Eric?
All right, I've been playing Momodora. I picked that up on eBay, and it got sent to me. I paid more than I wanted to for it because I couldn't get a good price on the bid. So I ended up paying $45 instead of the $30 I could have, because it's sold. The one that was selling for $30 through Best Buy was sold. It was the last one left.
Oh,
I'd been buying it for a while, and I was ready to buy it, and someone snapped it up.
Darn it. That sucks.
Otherwise, I've been playing a game called Sydney Hunter and the Curse of the Mayan, which is an interesting title, because it's kind of like a La Mulana light, but it also got a level structure. And it's got like a Mario 64 type of gating system where you need to pick up crystal skulls to get to the other levels. But it also kind of has a Mega Man-like feel to it, too, because the bosses kind of look like they were ripped from Mega Man 5 for the Game Boy.
So it's a unforgiving game is what you're really saying.
It's not that hard, but it's hard but fair, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Eric?
I played Bloodstained on the PS4, and I got the platinum for that one.
Awesome. That's cool.
And I played a little bit of Ashen on the Switch because it was on sale. And I don't think it's on sale anymore. But I played Super Mario 3D All-Stars, Mario 64 specifically. Because I only just started today. So.
All right. Nice. I got
I'm
my...
up to 30, like, 5 stars or something now.
Yeah. I bought my copy. I still haven't gotten it. I wished it was, you know, didn't take so long to get here. Otherwise, I'd have been playing Super Mario All Stars as well.
I'm assuming you went to the first one, Mario 64, right?
Yeah, that's what he said. He went 64 first. Okay. Yeah,
I didn't hear him say that.
Yeah. But DQ11 just a little bit. Didn't have much time to play much of anything this week. So, you know, it is what it is. Tis what it is. But anyways, let's. Do you have a review this week, Break? Because I didn't see any for me or Eric. Okay, yeah. So we can move directly into Stinko.
I'm glad considering.
Ah, what is it? Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
Oh, my Stinko goes to, instead of the orange dumbass, I'm going to go to his fucking flunky Barr this week.
Oh, boy. What did Barr do this week, man?
Well, this week he's decided that the federal government now should be in charge of what states do. Like, so he's looking at charging a governor of a state for for rioting going on in her state, and he's decided that protesters should also be charged too.
Yeah, I saw that. It's not surprising. He also wants to take over his sexual harassment case against that one woman.
The federal government getting involved in somebody's personal,
I mean, I talk about this all the time, Breakman, but we're not very far off from fascism, man. It seeps in. Yeah. It creeps in.
I mean, and Freak just said in chat, like we mentioned earlier, his is that RBG died. Yeah, like this is getting worse. 2020 is quickly on a collision course with America's end of democracy.
Doesn't this scream...
Well, on the bright side, DeJoy's dismantling of the USPS has been halted.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the damage he's done a lot of damage already. It's not being repaired.
Yeah, so Ruth Bader Ginsburg dying is a major blow. Do you think, I mean, technically speaking, the president has the right to appoint that judge, right, Break?
They're going to do everything they can to get another judge in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, the election's in a month and a half. They're going to try and get him in there before the election.
Oh, of course.
I'm saying it's going to be a him, too.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely not going to be a woman. I mean, are you kidding, man? They couldn't have that.
It's going to be a very white man.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing it's going to be somebody younger, because they have been trying to take advantage of the lifetime appointments. That's why Kavanaugh's so young.
Well, right before we had audio issues, I was explaining that, you know, this is a big plus for term limits for judges. Because, like, look at the – I mean, if this happens, if the Republicans actually get their man in there, or woman, whatever, then you're looking at, you know, what, 40 years of Republican rule in the Supreme Court, because you got Gorsuch, you got Kavanaugh now, you've got, I don't care what anybody says, Justice Roberts is super conservative. You've got a majority a Republican Supreme Court. So, I mean, good luck with that for the next 30 years, you know? I mean, what do you think, Break? Did I lose you guys? I must have lost you guys. Must have lost a Break. But anyways, Eric, what do you think, man?
Sorry, I kind of zoned out earlier.
Okay.
I was reading a bunch of different Twitter stuff.
All right, we'll just move on. We'll try to get Break back in the meantime. This has been a shit show, and I apologize, but it's not up to my standards anyways. But we will – if Breakman has other stinkos, we'll get to them.
I don't have any stinkos other than the fact that I'm just going to go with yours. That's my stinkos.
Yeah. Okay. My stinko is definitely to the retailers and to Sony for the PlayStation 5 debacle.
I thought I had one, but I guess I didn't.
Okay. Let me finish mine, Eric. It is horrible what they did. Okay. They promised that they would give plenty of notice before the pre-orders went on, and of course they didn't. You know, they said that they would let everybody know and give plenty advance warning, and the advance warning was the retailers saying well, you know, Sony announced tomorrow, but fuck it, we're going to release the pre-orders today, and I was out of town, so I did not get a chance to get a PS5, so fuck Sony for lying, and fuck the retailers for, you know, pushing up the date. And I know they're going to be pointing fingers at each other, and I don't care. It's both of their faults, so that's just what it is. Breakman, do we have you back here?
Yes.
Might have been less of an issue had they not dragged their feet for so long, along with Microsoft.
I agree, but
well, they're playing chicken with Microsoft, is what they were doing.
Yeah.
And Microsoft was forced out themselves.
Yeah, so, but it shouldn't have mattered. Like, Sony shouldn't have said.
They shouldn't have done any of it. They shouldn't have done it this way, where they're just like, well, we're not going to release it until they release it type bullshit.
Well, although it's entirely possible this is exactly what Sony wanted to happen.
There were reasons why both did what they did and waited as long as they did, right? You had the COVID excuse, you had manufacturing excuses, you had retailer excuses, you had all the excuses in the world. So, you know, I'm not going to bash them for that. But what I am going to bash them is if they say, okay, pre-orders are going to start this day, then that's when they should start, you know.
Awesome. I got one of those Sony invitations. I didn't even know I did.
You did?
It was sent to my old email. I had a hard time. I had to go through hoops to get it switched to my current email address because I barely use Hotmail anymore.
Oh my god!
But it's not like I can get one right now.
Well, I mean, I'll take it.
Technically, they're. The site they let you access is up until 9 p.m. tomorrow, but I doubt they'll get new units in by then.
Eric, I will take that invitation.
You can't just take an invitation.
Can you buy it for me? And I will give you the money? I mean, honestly,
I can't just go buy something, though. That's not how it works.
Oh, my God, Eric.
You're basically given a lottery ticket. And I clicked on the link and it just sends you to the page where you could buy a bunch of other things. So, yeah, they're gone.
Oh, boy. Okay, so you missed out. I wish I would have gotten that email because I would have definitely.
Well, they're gone unless they get more, which, you know, then the link will actually probably work as intended, but.
I guess, but that really fucking sucks because I did not get an email from Sony and I signed up like, well, 3-4 times, but damn it, that makes me mad. I think
it's based on how often you've had PS Plus, even though I've been on and off. I guess they know.
I've had PS Plus forever, and there's no excuse. I've bought in tons of games. I've got plenty of activity on there. Just fuck it, man, motherfucker.
I wonder if they're looking at your trophy count instead.
Well, I mean,
that's probably the only reason.
Even then, mine is still decent. I mean, I got 12, almost 13, so I don't know.
13?
Well, level 13, you know.
Oh,
so.
I'm like 32.
No, I know. Well,
actually, it's probably more like 34 now. But.
Well, I mean, you play like all the time, man, so it's like, I don't know, man. The PS5 is in the mail, Free 5 says. That sucks that you didn't, man, I wish I would have gotten that email, Eric. Whatever. Okay, it just pisses me off. That's my stinko of the week. All right,
not like I would have had the money to pay for it then anyway.
I know, but I would. Eric.
This is a stupid savings account works.
Eric, I would have given you a prepaid card to do it, to order it, and then you could have sent it to me. Whatever. It's water under the bridge now, man.
I think you're charged upon, like, use or filling the order in, but.
Oh my god. Well, either way, it would have worked, Eric. I could have had a fucking PS5, whatever. Okay, let's move on to, let's see, did I get you, Breakman? I got your Stinko, and Eric, you didn't have one. Let's move on to Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, let's hopefully have some Sweetos. Breakman, you got a Sweeto for us?
Yes, I do have a Sweeto. Mine is sports related.
Uh-oh.
So, sorry, guys, everybody who's listening, because this is really just me and Frank time now.
Yeah, yeah.
Last week, I think you briefly brought up the Reds, and I was very unhappy that you did that. Well, in the span of a week, the Reds have actually turned their season around. They won 5 games in a row.
Yep.
And they're currently beating the White Sox. So in the span of a week, they've gone from a team that I was just blasting left and right to a team that's actually in the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
Yeah, I think they're right now 10th out of the 8 teams that make it, but they're real close to...
Yeah.
And my Rockies are 11th and sinking. And they were doing so well at the beginning of the year break, yeah. Man. But whatever. I'm happy for the Reds, man. Like, you know, that's my second favorite team, man. Like,
I just like them to be competitive, you know. Yeah. They weren't competitive for so long. Their longest win streak was just a few games until this past week.
Yeah.
It was insane.
That's really cool, man. Hopefully they – I mean, it's nothing like the Rockies streak that one year. Do you remember that year, Breakman, where the Rockies made the World Series? They won like – I think it was like 22 in a row, which is insane.
Yeah, it was insane.
It might be a record. I don't know. Because I don't remember any team winning 20 in a row.
The modern era.
No, not at all. But that was crazy, man. 22 games to make it in, and then they made it all to the World Series only to get kicked out of the World Series in 4 straight games, you know, which was super disappointing. They had too much time off. That's what it was, man.
Yeah, that's time off could be a problem. And then their determination, you know, I think is a thing, too, as far as, like, a team that's more... You know, I don't even know what I'm talking about. Let's just move on.
All right. Eric, did you have a Sweeto? I didn't see one.
No. My stinko though, I do have one. This shitty podcast today.
I know, man. I mean, sorry for the audio. Hopefully they're done till the rest of the show.
I suggested that Break somehow shifted the Kevin Bacon curse to you. You haven't been praying, so that's why he's giving you trouble.
I have two.
Yeah.
Don't say stuff like that out loud.
it can only be up from here, I guess, guys. That's best that I can say. But you know, if you're listening on YouTube or Twitch, you're gonna have it in 3 parts. Apologize for that. But you know, archive listeners, it'll be a better experience. But whatever. My Sweeto goes to, and it was a Sweeto until found out everybody and their mom got Super Mario 3D All-Stars before I did. But mine should be here any day now.
Some people got theirs early as yesterday.
Yeah. You know, Eric, I remembered something I wanted to talk about with the, you know, PlayStation 5. Like, if I didn't have a few PlayStation 4 physical games, I would have got the digital edition, and I would have been okay with that.
Good luck finding that, because that's even rarer.
Yeah, that's even harder to find.
Sony doesn't want you to buy that one. It exists purely so that you'll go for the disc one, because you're going to be like, fuck digital. I want a fucking Blu-ray.
No, quick. You know, and I think you made a good point earlier, too, Eric. Like, I think Sony did this shit on purpose. I think they... just gave the retailers the blessing to do whatever they want, and even though they gave us a date, because it generates interest.
Artificial scarcity.
Yeah, it just
control the number of consoles they have to actually make.
Yeah,
so that they don't lose money any more than they're already doing.
No, I think that, and I think also they could have manufactured 5 million, 10 million. By the end of this year, and they probably would have sold them all, man. Like, honestly, I mean, if you really want to break it down.
I think there's going to be plenty for everyone. It's just they want to control how many they make at a time.
Yeah. Freakfight says, my Sweeto, I watched Bill and Ted Face the Music last week, and it was great. Yeah, I reviewed that movie, Freakfight. I thought it actually was great. It was a really good, good kind of trilogy. Hopefully they do more, man, because there's... plenty they could do with that franchise, but you know, we'll see. All right, let's move on to our tournament. It's a free for all. It's a free for all. Wow. Oh my god, guys, we're gonna do our tournament, but in the meantime, can we talk about something else so I can set it up, because I gotta redo the whole shebang here. Who do you think is going to win the tournament, Breakman?
Mega Man 2.
Mega Man 2. That's interesting.
Dragon Warrior 4.
Dragon Warrior 4. Okay. I'm still thinking that it's going to be... I don't know. For some reason, I think it's going to be... oh, fuck, man. The bracket maker's all messed up. But I can do it from memory.
I thought you fixed it.
I mean, this day, man, for reals, man, it's just been one of those shit show days. Wow. For sure. Hold on, I gotta find the bracket maker. And, Jesus Christ, this is so awesome, man. And by awesome, I mean a shit show today for sure. You're just gonna have to bear with us, people. I gotta find the bracket and all that shit, but you know what? Let's just do this, man. I'll do it. Fuck it. We'll do it live. Let me find the screenshots of the previous. Okay, not that one, because then I'd have to remember every single. What a shit show, guys. Okay, let's see. Okay, score counter. That's what it is. Okay. Bear with me, guys. I got to bring up the. The actual bracket, so that way we can fill it in. Oh, what a shit show, man. Okay, I'll bring up that one. And you guys are going to have to help me out a little bit, like remembering who won what, but I'm pretty sure I can remember.
Wow. I know who won, but I don't know who their next opponent was.
All right, I do.
Because we didn't stay in one position. We were going kind of back and forth.
Yeah, okay, hold on a second here. We got Dragon Warrior 3 going up against Mega Man 2. And I'm going to go ahead and put this up on the screen for everybody to see. Because I'm going to have to fill this out as we go, because I had to restart the whole damn thing. So, there we go. Let's go ahead and go with you, Eric.
What are the choices again?
Sorry. Choices are Dragon Warrior 3 or Mega Man 2.
I'm gonna go with Mega Man 2.
All right, Mega Man 2. What about you, Breakman?
I have so many fond memories of both of those games.
Yeah.
Mega Man 2 was what really... Like I said, Mega Man 1 started the franchise, but if without Mega Man 2, there wouldn't have been Mega Man. So, Mega Man 2.
Okay, I'm going to go Dragon Warrior 3, but Mega Man 2 advances into the final 8. Okay, the next matchup... is Castlevania 3 versus Ninja Gaiden 2, and I'll go with you, Breakman, first.
Castlevania 3.
Ooh, that was quick.
For me, that's one of my favorite Castlevanias.
That was...
I love that one.
That was super, super quick. Okay, what about you, Eric?
You know, you could play through it multiple times. You had those allies, even though Grant's kind of useless, but... I mean, Sifa was strong, and Alucard could fucking fly and get you through every level really quick.
Yep.
And there are multiple paths you could take and cool bosses. And just, I've had so much fun with that game.
Yeah. Okay, what say you, Eric?
Sorry, I'm reading. I'm very distracted. So,
Eric.
What was the question? What?
Okay. Castlevania 3, Ninja Gaiden 2.
Castlevania 3.
Okay, so Castlevania 3, I think it's unanimous, moves on. Okay, Eric, I'm going to start with you next one. Dragon Warrior 4 versus Metroid.
Dragon Warrior
4. Ooh, that was quick. Fuck. I'm going to go with Metroid, so that leaves you, Breakman.
Oh, wow, well, not going to justify your argument, you bastard. No, I'm just kidding. Those are both good games. I mean, Metroid had that really. It's like, oh wow, it's a woman at the end, you know, that kind of ending.
Yeah, but the Samus Aran.
But Dragon Warrior 4, I think, was by far the best RPG on the system.
It was.
I like Dragon Warrior 4 is so fantastic of a game.
So good. So
yes,
good.
I can't bet against that one. As far as stories go on it and the original NES, I don't think there's many better.
Okay, so I think Dragon Warrior 4 is moving on, what you're saying, Breakman.
Yes.
Okay. Dragon Warrior 4 it is. All right. Oh, this Titanic. I'm still working on the matchups for the lower part of the bracket, but next matchup, and I'll start with you, Breakman. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out versus Gradius.
Wow. Okay. Gradius might be one of the best shooters on the system. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, like, that was really such a unique game. They really didn't make anything else like it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but god damn it, Mike Tyson was such an asshole. Fucking hated fighting him.
Yeah.
But the characters were so colorful and unreal. Like, what's the name of the guy you hit in the stomach and his pants fall down?
King Hippo?
King Hippo, yes. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out all the way.
Okay, what say you, Eric?
I'm gonna have to go with what was the other one? Mike Tyson and then what?
Gradius.
I'm gonna go with Mike Tyson because the other Gradius games are better than the original.
Ooh, okay. I love both of these games. But I think I'm in agreement with you guys. Mike Tyson punch out all the way. I'll go first. Actually, I'm not going to go first this round. I'm going to go with you, Breakman. Mega Man 6 versus Mega Man 3.
Oh, sorry, 6, but 3 is one of my favorites.
Ooh.
On the original NES, the third one is still my favorite game.
Okay.
Just the characters, the boss robots were cool. Of course, good music. That's kind of a staple of Mega Man games. Then they had the Doc Robot stages where you got to refight fight all the bosses from the second Mega Man, and then Proto Man was introduced in the game. It's just the third one is so, I love the third one.
Freak 5 said Gradius so he says we're all wrong. I almost picked Gradius, but it really wouldn't have mattered, Freak 5. I mean, they're both great games. Gradius made it further than what I thought. Dungeons in chat, he says, yay, back in time for Mega Chart fun. Yeah. It's been one of those podcasts though, Dungeon. We've had a heck of a time. But yes, we're here.
And 6, I think, does not get the love it deserves, because 6 is a fun game, and there are cool aspects to it, like the rush armor and the rush jet, or the rush jet pack, I should say.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Okay.
The story isn't as good, though. Probably the second one, I think, I probably had the best story, because at the end, when Dr. Wily tries to fool you and shit like that, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually an alien all along, and you find out, no. Yeah. He's just a jackass trying to trick you.
Yeah. Okay, what do you say, Eric?
What are the choices again?
6 or 3? Mega Man.
I have to go 3. 6 is the weakest entry in the series.
Okay.
On the NES.
I think it's a clean sweep. I think Mega Man 3 is definitely the superior game to 6, so Mega Man 3 moves on. All right, next is an inch. I know, Eric, man, you sound so disinterested in this tournament.
You brought us Rush, for God's sakes.
No, it's just that.
Get that.
I'm looking at this stupid thing, and apparently, because I changed my user ID to another email address, it doesn't recognize me anymore.
Oh boy, that's awesome.
So now I have to change it back to my old email address.
Dungeon says, wow, Tyson beat up the Moai heads to advance. Yeah.
Just for this, I have to do it.
Dungeon says he defers to Break's Mega Man expertise. So
I'm feeling like it didn't work before. Because...
I mean, dear Breakman is here to save the world one tweet at a time. So
yeah,
I mean,
so there
just
you
like
go.
Same with Mega Man.
Shameless plug. All right. next matchup, we only got a few more, and then we can thankfully end the show. Bubble Bobble versus Metal Gear. I'm going to go first on this. I think Metal Gear was the first real game to introduce some nice stealth elements. At least as well as it could on the NES. I like Bubble Bobble a lot. I think it's a great game. But I'm going Metal Gear. What say you, Break?
Metal Gear has good, is another one of those games with good story.
Yeah.
And the stealth was great action and stuff like that. But I love Bubble Bobble.
Okay.
The original, like, I just love that game, always had. It's something that anybody could pick up and play. It's not really an offensive game in any way. I mean, you blow bubbles to put monsters in bubbles, and you pop the bubbles.
Yeah, yeah, very simple, but fun, for sure.
It just goes from level to level, different maps, and fighting different monsters, and getting cool power. I love Bubble Bobble.
Yeah, no, it's a great game, no question. So it's up to you, Eric.
And in the NES version, when you beat it for the second time, because you have to play through it all the way,
I'm going Bubble
it's got
Bobble.
Like its own, it's got a mystery hidden track in the you get to play through the sound test, and it has a mystery track in the end.
Okay, so Eric says Bubble Bobble as well. So
fuck the NES Metal Gear. Fuck that game.
I like that game. That game's good.
I don't care if the concept Metal Gear is there. It's not a good version of Metal Gear.
I liked it. It was good. Okay, we got a couple more matchups before we get to the final eight, guys. Super Contra versus River City Ransom, and I'll start with you, Eric.
I'm going to have to go with River City Ransom, because as much as I like Super Contra, there's bullshit things about the NES version of that game.
Okay. I'm also picking River City Ransom. Breakman, what would you pick?
I like the second Contra more than the original Super Contra, but River City Ransom was just so cool.
Yeah.
It was like an RPG brawler game, you know? That was something completely unique at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, what? We can punch people and it's got RPG elements? Really?
Yeah, exactly. Dungeon says, if Snake hid inside a stealth bubble, I bet Metal Gear would have advanced. Yep. Dungeon also says, I love River City Ransom. Super C is also great, too. So, yeah. What are you picking? River City?
River City Ransom.
Yep. Yeah. River City moves on. I like Super Contra as well, but River City Ransom is just one of those unique games. All right, final matchup this week, Super Mario Brothers 3 versus the original Contra. I'm going to go first. I love Contra, but Super Mario Brothers 3 is one of the, if not the greatest NES game of all time. We'll see. That's to be determined in this tournament. But it's one of the greatest games of all time. I'm picking Super Mario Brothers 3. I don't even think it's close. I think the Contra's a great game, but I think the level that Super Mario Brothers 3 took that franchise was just on a different stratosphere. I'm picking Super Mario 3. What are you picking, Breakman?
All the different suits they added. Like my favorite was always the Hammer Brothers suit.
Oh, that's so awesome, yeah.
And you get to, like, the raccoon suit, and you could fly.
The
and
Tanuki.
Then you go to some stage, and you could get this. Or, yeah, Tanuki, you could turn into a statue. And then there are stages where there's a Goomba in a boot, and you can kill the Goomba and jump around in a fucking boot. And, like, just so many, like, crazy, cool things they did in Super Mario Bros.
Yeah. What would you have
It's hard to argue it. I mean, it might be, like you said, technically the best NES game of all time.
Yeah.
But we're picking favorite, not best.
So. Yes.
Right?
We're picking
my favorite game.
I guess.
What games are we on now?
Super Mario 3 versus Contra, our last matchup, Eric.
Contra.
Okay, you're outnumbered, but Super Mario 3 moves on. You like Contra better than Super Mario 3, Eric?
Yeah, I don't like the NES version of Super Mario 3. Just the lack of saving and stuff like that.
Wow.
Gave you my reasons.
You're still dinging it.
I like the Super NES version better, personally, but there are some cool glitches the NES version has that the Super NES didn't have.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't think you can knock the Super Mario for not having. I mean, I think I beat that game in like one sitting. It's not the hardest to beat. You know, it's just one of those games. Tanuki suit beats Red Falcon. Poor Alien Invaders Dungeon says
They didn't have a fucking chance.
Okay,
Red Falcon, suck on it, bitch.
Our final eight are here, guys. We've look. Next week we will determine the champion. Here's the final eight, okay? Look at these matchups, man. This is insane. Mega Man 2 versus Castlevania 3 Dragon Warrior 4 goes up against Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Oh my god, I'm going to have such a hard time with that one. Mega Man 3 going up against Bubble Bobble. River City Ransom goes up against Super Mario Brothers 3. So we've got 8 great games going on into the finals next week. You're going to want to make sure you stick around next week for that. I will try to get our audio issues under control. I don't know what happened this week, but luckily we've got through this the rest of the show without any further interruptions. But so yeah, we got a lot to look forward to next week, gentlemen. Man, 8 great games. 8 will enter. Only one will come out next week. So you're going to want to come back for that. 7 Eastern, twitch.tv/RPGrinder. So there you go.
I actually figured out what the problem was. I wasn't logged in because I got kicked off of PSN.
Oh, shit. That's wow. Okay. All right. So there you go, gents. There's the final 8. What do you think of the final 8, Break?
I think it's got even harder.
It's getting harder and harder, man. I think there's only one of my original picks to be on this list, still on this list. Actually, 2. So I think we're good. I think this is going to be a solid pick. No matter which game wins, I don't think there'll be too many people arguing with us with the result. So, okay. I think that's going to do it for this week, guys, mercifully. Apologize for all the audio issues. Normally doesn't happen like that, but, you know, it is what it is. So, all right, Breakman, let's do our plugs.
You can follow me at Break_Man on Twitter, or you can follow me at RPGrinders on Twitter, where you can ask Dear Breakman a question, because obviously you're trying to save the world one tweet at a time. Or you could...
You need to make a cowbell account, man. I'd follow that account. It'd be awesome.
What about the harmonica account?
I would block that one. I would block it. It would be blocked. Yeah. All right, Eric. Account. What you got?
You could find me on sites for reviews I write on. Sites like BostonBashBrigade.com and TotallyGN.com. I gotta make sure I don't do a tongue twister. If you like what I've written and you want to support me, send me as little as a dollar to my Patreon. It would help me out, and you can find the link to my Patreon and my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
Alright, Dungeon says harmonica cowbell magic, and Breakman says I hurt the poor harmonica's feelings. Good.
Yeah, in the video game they make of RPG Grinders, like the harmonica and the cowbell are going to be the power ups.
Oh God, no! God, no! Cowbell, sweet. Harmonica, not so much, man. But all right, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RPG Grinders. If you guys want to sell me a PS5, anybody, please, not for double the price. Let me know. I might be willing to buy it.
Don't give in the scalper price.
I don't have the money to do that, man. Like, I have the money saved up for a PS5 and like some accessories, and that's it, you know. So there's no way I would ever pay that much money. I mean, if I was a millionaire, I would, but obviously I don't have the money to do that. So
even if I was a millionaire, I'd still look at it like, no, I don't want to pay a scalper price. Fuck you, scalper.
Yeah, no, I know. But, I mean, sometimes you get into that position where you have no choice, man. Like right now, I mean, literally I have no choice other than maybe go to, you know, Walmart on the 22nd and be there right at midnight. But, you know, whatever.
Well, you also have the choice of just waiting.
Fuck that. I'm not going to wait, man. Come on, man. This is me you're talking about, Break, man. Dungeon says, I'm probably going to get a PS5 in 2021. I had to wait months after the PS3 launch for an Amazon lottery. Yeah, Dungeon. I'm going to try the 22nd. I'll be there midnight to put in a pre-order at Walmart. They said they're going to take walk-in pre-orders, so I'm gonna give it a go. I'm going to ask tomorrow. You know, I'm going to ask one of the managers if that's how it's going to work or whatever. But, you know, I'm going to try, and hopefully I'll get it. Otherwise, I'll have to wait just like you, Dungeon. You know, 2021, if I get a chance, you know. Maybe I'll find one at a store, you know, by some miracle, but, you know, whatever. Don't leg drop anyone. Yeah, I'm not going to be doing any Hulk Hogan leg drops anytime soon, man. But, all right.
Ric Flair eye pokes?
Yeah, maybe. Or Roddy Piper eye poke, maybe. Okay. I want to thank everybody that was in chat on this shit show of a show this week. Freak 5 was in there. Another TV viewer, Commander Root, Lurks, and our good friend Dungeon Buster. And did I say Freak 5? And Freak 5 was in there as well, our other good friend. So, hey, Freak 5, if you're listening, I will watch you guys later play some, Friday the 13th. Would be awesome to watch you guys. You guys are really good at that game, man. They're really good. Really, really good at that game.
And I've got my pre-order in.
For what? The PlayStation?
Yes. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, they immediately got me queued up. So.
Okay, so are you buying it? Do you have the money for it, or do you want to send it to me?
Why would I send it to you when I want one of my own?
Okay, you're a bastard, you son of a bitch.
And I still have that stimulus check, so I just moved some money over.
Okay, well, congratulations on that, Eric. I'm very envious. I'll hopefully get one at Walmart. Son of a bitch, why didn't I get that goddamn email, man? That really fucking... Okay. Anyways, good luck getting a PS5. If anybody...
If you did get that email, it's only good until 9 a.m. I read that wrong. I thought it was p.m. It's 9 a.m. tomorrow. So.
When did you get that email? Yesterday?
Probably. I didn't even know it was in my account until today, though. So.
Oh, boy. That sucks, man. Well, good for you.
Apparently, it didn't go live until, like, 10. That's why it didn't work earlier this morning.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever. I mean, what can I do, man? It sucks. But if anybody wants to sell me one for a reasonable price, let me know. I'm not going to pay eBay prices. I'll tell you that right now. But anyways, anything else, gentlemen?
Good luck hunting on getting that or the Xbox Series X.
Yeah, whatever. I'll try. I'm going
to
try.
I'm not pushing out to get any of those.
I'm going to try the PS5 on the 22nd at Walmart. I'll be there bright and early, midnight. All right.
I'll think about upgrading to the Xbox next year when Halo, you know, when Halo comes out. Although their rental type price, that actually does intrigue me. Actually,
yeah,
I might think about that. But other than that, like, I'm not in a rush to go out and get the newest new. I was back when I was a kid, and like, you know, Dreamcast come out, you gotta go out and get it. You know, but
I'm definitely wanting to get the PS5 for a plethora of reasons, but, you know, hopefully I'll get it. If not, I'll just have to wait, you know, till next year. I was going to get the Xbox right away, too, but as soon as they moved Halo, I was like, nope, I ain't going to have any exclusives to play on that system, so I'll just wait on that, you know, whatever. Okay, anything else, gents? No? Oh, God. You don't encourage him, Eric. Jesus Christ, I'm walking off this show, man. Okay.
Encouragement, yeah.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Exiled! God damn it. All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Later, everybody. Yeah, dinner's not ready, motherfuckers.